This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Lopez, and this is The Rundown. In the wake of Donald Trump's presidential victory, advocates in Illinois held a press conference today. They vowed to defend the rights and safety of all immigrants. My colleague Adriana Cardona-McGeegod reports advocates packed the main room at Casa Michoacan in the Pilsen neighborhood on Chicago's South Side, and many people there were concerned about yesterday's election results. President-elect Trump has promised mass deportations and has vowed to block federal grants to sanctuary cities like Chicago. Lawrence Benito leads the Illinois Coalition for Immigrants and Refugee Rights.
We've been through this before, and we will get through it again because of the people in this room. All the elected officials passing legislation to make Illinois one of the most immigrant-friendly states in the country.
Other advocates say they're launching a community defense plan to protect immigrants against deportation. Illinois Republicans are bullish on a second Trump presidency. My colleague Alex Degman reports State Representative John Cabello thinks Illinois' Republican congressional districts will fare better, even though they control only three.
At least the congressmen here in Illinois will be able to bring more money back to their districts.
State Representative Joe Sosnowski says another Trump term solidifies a Republican platform for the state party to build on.
You know, Trump obviously is only going to have 4 years. We'll be rebuilding and growing, hopefully, the party, especially when you look 2 years out. There'll be a lot of seats in play.
Illinois GOP Chair Kathy Salvey issued a celebratory press release saying the 2026 midterms are a mere 727 days away. Well, Donald Trump performed better in Illinois this time compared with his other two runs for office, and some conservative Chicago alderpersons say that signals Democrats are losing voters. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports alderperson Nick Spisato voted for Trump. He says Illinois' results are emblematic of former Democrats like him feeling like they no longer belong.
If you're a Democrat and you're not a flaming liberal socialist, then you're not welcome in this party anymore.
Alderperson Raymond Lopez represents a majority Hispanic ward, and he dismissed concerns about mass deportations under Trump and says residents want a more secure U.S.-Mexico border.
People want that issue resolved immediately, but what they all want is a functional front door.
Both Spisato and Lopez say they hope Trump will work with Chicago. And many Ukrainian Americans in Chicago are worried about what President Donald Trump's return to the White House will mean for their home country. My colleague Anna Savchenka talked with Marta Farian from the Ukrainian Congress Committee of America. She says Ukrainians fear Trump's win may mean reducing U.S. aid to Ukraine. There's also concern about statements Trump made about settling the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Now the question is, at what price for Ukraine? So Ukrainian Americans are worried that Ukraine will be forced into a deal that will compromise Ukraine's independence and territorial integrity. But Ukrainians will not accept capitulation.
Farian hopes Republican lawmakers will work with the Trump administration to offer Ukraine security assurances. Weather today, cloudy skies, a high in the mid-50s, and then cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. Sunshine on Thursday, a little bit warmer with a high in the upper 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Lavis. Thanks for listening.